MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, June 6, 2025. There's a triple-decker fire in Revere, and there's a bridge closing in Beverly. Rain, low 70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 8.09 p.m. WFXT-TV is reporting firefighters braved heat and humidity as they battled a raging blaze that engulfed a triple-decker in Revere. Crews responding to a report of a fire at a multifamily home on Payson Street in Revere just after 2 a.m. found flames ripping through all three floors and the basement of the house, according to the Revere Fire Department. Revere Deputy Fire Chief Glenn Rich told Boston 25 News, "Fire crews tried to contain it, but it did catch one house next door. So now we had two fires at once. Conditions deteriorated on the inside, and we had to pull everybody out." No further information is available at this time. The Salem News reports that motorists trying to cross the Danvers River between Rileside and Beverly and North Salem will have to make a lengthy detour in either direction to reach their destination, as the Kernwood Bridge is now closed for the next month. The Mass Department of Transportation announced in a recent advisory that the bridge would be closed to all traffic to facilitate necessary repairs from June 2 through July 11. During this time, crews will remove and replace the existing steel grid deck on the swing span and repair or replace selected supporting structural steel components. During this month-long closure, vehicles are being detoured to the Salem-Beverly Bridge to the east and Liberty Street in Danvers to the west. Bicycles and pedestrians will also have to follow the detours to cross the river. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Stephen Hagan reports in the Gloucester Times, since March, Rockport residents have been prohibited from outdoor watering of lawns, shrubs, plants, and landscaping, among other things. But on Thursday, Select Board Chair Paul Murphy announced the ban on the outdoor water use was over. Murphy said the ban formally ended last week. The state in February declared Cape Ann was in Level 3 critical drought, the second most severe level. Murphy said proactive efforts made by the town facilitated the ban's end. And Chief Eric Smith and the Gloucester Fire Department invite residents to attend the annual Gloucester Firefighter Relief Association Memorial Service on Sunday, June 8. The event begins at 8:45 a.m. from the Department of Public Works Yard on Poplar Street with a march to Cherry Hill Cemetery on March Street by Edison Gilbert Hospital. A ceremony at the memorial will follow. In the event of rain, the ceremony will be held at the Fire Department headquarters on School Street. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, St. John's Prep has named Corey Lowe as its new basketball coach. Lowe comes to the school from Newton North High School. The Prep tennis team has advanced to the state D1 semifinals with a 5-love win over Needham. The Eagles now have a record of 20-0. The Manchester Essex boys tennis team eliminated Hamilton Wenham yesterday 4-1. The win moves the Hornets to the Final Four. And in girls tennis, Bromfield beat Ipswich 4-1. In boys lacrosse, Weston topped Swampscott 14-6. The Big Blue finished with a record of 11-9. Earlier this week, a very successful Newburyport team fell to Shawshene Tech 8-7 in the D3 tournament. In girls lacrosse, Manchester Essex fell 7-6 to Nantucket on Wednesday. The Linfield baseball team stays alive in the tournament with a 3-1 win against Stoneham. The Pioneers' Drew George connected for a 3-run double, accounting for all of Linfield's runs. And in softball, St. Mary's fell 1-0 to Foxborough. The Red Sox were off yesterday. Tonight, they open a weekend series in New York against the first-place Yankees. The Sox are in fourth place, 9.5 games behind New York. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.